A story from American experience.
They are just slaughtered. They are slaughtered by the guerrillas. And Jesse would have been there. He would have seen this. He would have taken part.
On September 27th, 1864, a group of Confederate guerrillas was at the center of one of the Civil War's most vicious incidents. One of those guerrillas was 17-year-old Jesse James. It was part of his initiation to the kind of violence that would mark his long and brutal career. The guerrillas were led by William T. Anderson, better known as Bloody Bill.
William T. Anderson was a psychopath. This guy loved to kill.
Bill Anderson's group never numbered more than 80, and yet those 80 men just nearly turned Missouri inside out. And it only stands to reason that some impressionable kid like Jesse would want to go out and join the best, because that's the one that's going to do the most damage to this hated enemy.
In Centralia, Missouri, Jesse James, along with Anderson's guerrillas, would do plenty of damage. They murdered 22 unarmed Union soldiers heading home on leave. And as part of a massive guerrilla army, ambushed and butchered 150 Federals.
This is one of the ultimate atrocities of the Civil War. 100-some men, helpless, disarmed, murdered in their tracks.
The actual fighting was incredibly savage. The warfare was very close range.
It would have been a very terrible thing to see. Beheadings, disembowelments, torture, fiendish torture, men begging for their lives.
Jesse and his companions, they're not satisfied just to kill the enemy. They will go in, they'll wade in, they'll break skulls, they'll slash throats. They took trophies, very often scalps, sometimes ears. Oftentimes they would cut off noses. What they set out to do was to terrorize all of their enemies and potential enemies, and to dissuade people from supporting the Federal cause.
Those bodies were pretty well mutilated up. Accounts say that there was not a corpse on that field that had the same head on it that it started the day with.
Every man that took part in the Centralia Massacre witnessed something that would be impossible to forget. I don't know how they could have not been transformed.
These were young men who were literally soaked in blood. Jesse James was immersed in the most savage kind of bloodshed conceivable.
To learn more about America's most notorious outlaw, watch American Experience, Jesse James, premiering Monday, February 6th on most PBS stations. Check local listings for showtimes. Also, visit Jesse James online at pbs.org/American Experience.